My name is Ueno of Daiwa. Can you hear me? Please allow me to ask a question. Now, in regard to the lowlights of page 28, could you tell us more details about this lowlight? And also, in regard to the pre-gap, in regard to the decrease, is it because of the cloud operation security decrease, or is it because of tougher competition in the Americas that there is a decrease in the cloud operation so that the overall results are down? So, in regard to the factors involved in cloud operation security, could you talk about this? Let me go one by one. First, in regard to the cloud operations investments, this was touched upon in Kevin's presentation as well. Up until now, there had been more and more investments made by AWS, but in regard to our customers, they're looking at more efficient ways of utilization, and so AWS net sales have been stagnant in terms of growth rates. And in regard to the second point about the Americas, I mentioned one point, but another point is the fierce competition that's taking place. Then, with the fiercer competition that you touched upon, is that the reason why the pre-gap growth is low in the Americas? Yes, but there's also the cloud operation security spending situation. Does it look like this will end? What's your feel about this in the Americas? As Eva has mentioned, ultimately, we'll be moving forward with the transformation and we'll be conveying the value of our transformation to our customers to tie this to results. And second, I have a simple question. On page 22, there seems to be an increase in the add-on expenses. Was there something that took place internally? Yes, in January, throughout the world, we gathered the Salesforce people from throughout the world. This was an important meeting, and there were expenses there. So this is a temporary thing, and does this end this year? We're doing this annually. What about for the quarter? We'll not see this in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. There may be some other different event that occurs, but in regard to the sales event itself, that will not take place within this fiscal year. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
I would like to add, on what worldwide basis, it's higher because we had a face-to-face meeting for the first time in 3 years. I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much for your question. I will unmute the microphone for the next person. Please ask your question. Yes. SMBC Nikko Security. My name is Kikuchi. I was going to ask basically the same two questions as Ueno-san. I think this is everybody's interest. As far as expenses goes, headcount did not increase this time. Well, actually, it's higher than last year, but from the second half of last year, it is not really increasing in terms of expenses, maybe because of seasonality. And we want to know what happens next. So the company plan was underachieved last year, and if you repeat the same process once again, you would lose the trust of the stock market. I understand that you may be thinking that it's more important to improve the business, but the company's plan, the budget, in order to achieve that without fail, are you going to control your expenses? Is that the plan or intention? Last year, we could not achieve the target, and we explained the factors behind that last year. We had the upfront investments, and over the short term, profit is not necessarily everything, so we may not be able to achieve the profit target for the short term, but for transformation, we want to capture the new opportunities and we have to make investments. And that will turn to future profit. And we will try to explain these situations at these meetings. And we already have a forecast for this year. And we expect to be able to meet that plan. But if there are any changes going forward, we will try to provide explanation. I see. So through the transformation, if anything is going to increase, is that going to be mostly headcount related, payroll related? Well, as maybe Eva should explain this, but AI, for example?
Yes, I'd like to take the chance to address those questions. The first one is talking about the U.S. and also the cloud operation revenues not achieving. I think we do see that in the past two quarters, because of economy, because of all the macro situation, we see the slowing down of customers moving their on-prem infrastructure onto the cloud, which is our major, before that was our major cloud operation revenue growth coming from. So that part of slowing down is just, you know, the project is slow, they don't move those on-prem infrastructure onto the cloud, and therefore their spending on the cloud operation security is less. But at the same time, we're seeing there's a huge demand for those cybersecurity, pure cybersecurity, security operation centers budget is increasing. And therefore, we want to switch all our efforts, both on the field and on the R&D side, onto the security operation centers investment, which is in our product is Vision One. And you will see that we are, during the switching of the resources, both in the R&D side, because of different capability or expertise that we need to hire new people that is more specific to security operation centers knowledge and expertise. On that part, we will increase the investment. But at the same time, of course, on the cloud side, we will try to control and see how we can switch those expertise onto the SOC side and not just like letting them go. So those are the resources switching time that we were doing. Is not about we slow down the hiring or anything, but it's the expertise are different, and therefore the human resource profile has to be switched. At the same time, we also seen this very important AI, new type of open AI, the large language processing capability that we should be analyzing and using. And therefore, we did slow down some of the hiring so that we can better see how we can better utilize all this open AI and this new capability as using the AI as our application development platform. So those are the moving and the change in our investment area. But I would say I'm very happy to say that we believe that our switching to security operation centers efforts is starting to kick off, and our investment in our the open AI very quickly in July, we will announce AI-based security operation centers Vision One, which is very powerful, and we believe that will be enable our customers to use this AI platform to achieve better cybersecurity operation. And those was achieved within two quarters. That is showing our investment in the AI and in the human resources expertise part is really at the right place and rewarding.
Thank you. I understand. Thank you very much. わかりました。あと2つ目。
はい。通訳の機能が下にございますので、もし日本語モードでお聞きになりたい方は。
If you would like to ask in Japanese, please take advantage. There is an interpretation facility available.Now, there has been an explanation from Eva, and I understood very well. Now, I'd like to ask about the US, and I understand that the ARR is growing there. And in pre-gap, there was slightly negative results, but there is growth. And in regard to the pre-gap revenues, it is not as high as before.When we look at the revenues on an accounting basis, it's not going to be that great a negative factor. Or is it the case that the pre-gap fluctuations are going to impact revenues? Which should it be? The pre-gap impact is not going to be eliminated completely. But as you say,When everything goes to subscription, then at that point, it may change the situation with pre-gap. Everything in SaaS is not paid on a monthly basis. Based on the circumstances of the customer, there may be three-year contracts, and there may be impact not felt on the pre-gap until then. I see. Thank you very much. That's all from my side.
I also want to add something to that. When I talk about our investment in the security operation center and the new product Vision One, that Vision One's revenue is totally SaaS based and is all the ARR and also it's all paid by subscription. So it will have the same effect as what the pre-gap will be smaller because it's not multiple year deal.
ありがとうございます。Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
ご質問ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much for the question.
次の方のマイクのミュートを解除いたしますので。
Now we'll unmute the next person. So please identify yourself and then ask your question.
すいません。ボルドン、すいません。ボルドン、すい
ユダワさんでした。
次の方の前。
瀬川さん。We'll unmute the next person. So, please identify yourself and ask the question. This is Sato speaking. Can you hear me? There's only one question. And in regards to the first quarter results, for the internal numbers, this is quite good.Do you think that something was lacking or was it satisfactory? And in terms of operating income, previous time, we understood that there were several points that were completely open, but in terms of the operating income, it was around 7 billion yen. And I thought that it would be 7 to 8 billion, but now you have 9.5 billion in operating income. And probably the difference is in the area of the salary and benefits.That may be the big difference, I thought. But how should we perceive this? Please tell us. Yes, I mentioned this in the session, but it was according to what we forecast. And we have to look at the prior investments made in the Japanese market. They were disappeared in the first quarter. And then after the second quarter,There's going to be a negative impact. And so we have to look at that. But if we look at just the first quarter, we have seen this situation. I see. In the first quarter, I thought that there was 1 billion yen offsite costs. But this 9.5 billion is quite a good effort. But then it may not necessarily be the case. Well, we don't necessarily feel that way. Compared to the second and third quarters of last year, it was around 7 to 8 billion yen. So I thought that the numbers would go down to that extent, but it didn't go down that much. But then you have a decrease of the headcount by 45 persons. So I thought that this was the biggest impact. But you think that there was the prior investment impact? Yes. In regard to the cost? We're trying to be more efficient about our usage. And so we are working and making efforts there. And we want to continue to increase profits. And when it comes to, as Mr. Megi has mentioned, there was the demand because of the demand situation. And so therefore, the impact on the profits was not that great. And when we look at this on a pre-GAAP basis, it may seem that this has increased the profits considerably. But if it's on an accounting basis, I believe that the impact was limited. And we were able to keep down the expenses. And in areas outside of salary and benefits, we did not spend that much. I see. Once again, in the interviews, please let me ask further questions. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. I will unmute the next person's microphone. Please state your name and affiliation and ask your question. This is Segawa, Morgan Stanley Securities. Can you hear me? Yes, we can. Sorry about the last time. I have two questions. Both are related to outlook forecast. Well, US pre-GAAP decline, 10% down year on year, which is a huge decline. If you look at other securities companies' earnings in the US, in the tough macroeconomy, they are really trying to reduce the cost, control the cost. But you also mentioned fierce competition compared to 3 months ago, 6 months ago. Is the competition getting definitely fierce? Is this getting more difficult? Can you please explain the situation in the United States? That's my first question. Thank you for your question. I spoke about competition, but it's not just related to the cloud investment. I think the competition is basically unchanged, but there is a new factor, which is cloud operation investment deceleration, which was explained by Kevin too. So, and if you combine these two factors, unfortunately, it translates into this decline, 10%. I see. Thank you. Second question. The situation is quite tough in the United States, but in Europe, Asia, Middle East, and Africa, strong growth is still continuing. So current level of inquiries and future outlook, are there any things that we should be concerned about or look out for? Cloud investment deceleration, is this going to be more broad? It will it spread? That's one potential concern. But EMEA, Europe will grow faster than America. That's what we expect in our outlook. Faster than America or Japan. I see. Europe and the Asian regions. You are saying basically that there is nothing for us to be concerned about at this point in time? Yes, that's correct. Thank you. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other persons who would like to ask questions? No more questions? There does not seem to be any more questions, so we would like to close off the Q&A session. Please go ahead, Eva-san.
Oh, I was just want to say, I think the reason that U.S. is hit harder is because for Trendmicro's business, our US is more relying on the cloud operation side of the revenue growth versus other regions is actually more balanced or not overly relying on the cloud and SaaS business growth. So that's why this time when the cloud operation slowing down, US is hit and affected most, but the other three regions is not as hard.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
Thank you.